One track was surveying ordinary citizens about their awareness of open data. Another track was surveying civic application developers about their expectations and needs around open data. And the third track was surveying government stakeholders about their own needs and perceptions of the open data
market. And I want to delve into all three, but take the step back. Why do this? Why have a benchmarking survey study of open government?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, you know, we're this January coming on the 2-year anniversary of President Obama's memorandum on transparency and open government. And in December, we celebrated the 1-year anniversary of the Open Government Directive. And in the past 18 months, we've seen transparency and open government embraced in varying degrees by all levels of government and by civic application developers and by the general public as well. And as you know, Socrata focuses on delivering a cloud-based turnkey platform that helps government organizations effectively implement an open data strategy quickly and cost effectively. And so, you know, we think of ourselves as helping define the open data market. And so we embarked on this study for three reasons. One is, obviously, as a company operating in the open data market, Socrata is instinctively data-driven, and we rely on data to validate that we're focusing on the right facets of our business and also the right features in our platform. And the study provides some insightful data to help us in that regard. And so the second reason is, you know, this open data market is new. It's nascent. To date, we've made some progress somewhat on faith that this is the right thing to do, and the study helps us quantify that it is, in fact, the right thing to do. But as importantly, it gives us collectively as a movement a baseline to measure our future progress and see that we're progressing in a in a steadfast way. So, you know, in theory, a year from now, we could conduct the survey again, and we'd expect to see quantifiable improvements in key areas that are outlined in this year's study. And third reason, which is pretty important for us, which is, you know, as you know, we provide a technology platform for our customers, but as importantly, they're looking for our advice based on the experience that we've gleaned working with other customers. And to date, we've provided that advice mostly anecdotally through the experiences of our other customers, and we wanted to be able to support it qualitatively and quantitatively with information that the study provided.
So let's walk through a couple of these data here, and I of course want to start with the government employees' attitude towards open government. You know, I think government folks generally say, yeah, we want to do this, but the number is really remarkable.
Yeah, and we were surprised by some of the data as well. I mean, there's overwhelming support among government participants that publishing data is the right thing to do. If I remember right, it was something like 93%.
Yeah, the question you asked was, in the 21st century, if government data is supposed to be public, it should be available online.
Yeah.
Almost 83% agreed, 6% disagreed.
Yeah, and part of that is a little bit of the nature of the way the study was conducted. If you think about it, it was an opt-in study, and
yeah.
So those people who are in government and who are interested in this subject are opting in and are taking are participating in the survey.
But by and large, it shows that at least those folks believe that entrepreneurs, if you make the data available, people will go out and do amazing things. The National Weather Service being perhaps the best example out there, make that data available. The Weather Channel comes from this. One of the difficulties they see is, hold on, how do I do this in a time of better, faster, cheaper, and emphasis on I'm going to have less money?
Yeah, that was one of the interesting takeaways is that while there's broad support among government stakeholders to put data online, there's not as much support that there's a funding mandate to do this. And so, you know, part of our philosophy on that is, you know, you've been publishing data for 2 decades already. Don't necessarily think of this as transparency and open data. Think of this as your public web interface. You've been putting data, think of the EPA as an example.
Right.
They've been putting data on EPA.gov for 20 or 30 years. you know, you have budget to do that. Why not use some of those funds just to put that data online in a more consumption-optimized way than you're doing it now?
But one of my favorite questions that you asked, and we'll have the whole report linked up on DorbeckInsider.com so people can follow the link and find it there. But you asked folks, some government employees already feel like everything they do is public. Open data makes their jobs more difficult. And very divided on that, agree with that statement, 26%, 65% disagree, 8% say, I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's a difficult topic for some of these folks. I mean, they're you know, really operating in a fishbowl, if you will. Putting the data online is the right thing to do, and there are strong opinions about this creates more work or less work. And, you know, one of the questions that we didn't ask in the survey, but we're seeing it, somewhat, from our existing customer base, is there's this general concern that by putting the data online and putting it online in ways that encourage engagement and participation will create more work for them in terms of moderating the comments and moderating the activities that the public citizens are performing. But that's just not the case. I mean, even on the most popular data sets that we see in any of our Socrata-powered customer data sites, the number of comments relative to the activity is still fairly low and fairly manageable. I would say like the most controversial data sets are getting 15 or 20 comments over the period of 2 or 3 months. It's not a huge amount of additional work for them to manage that engagement and participation.
But what's interesting, and it seems like one of the real lessons learned out of a year of doing this, is that in the end, a lot of citizens, they're not going to comment on everything. You have to almost foster a community around these specific topics to get them to almost invite them to participate. Getting people to participate isn't necessarily an easy thing.
Yeah, that's absolutely true, and that's at two dimensions. So from a public citizen standpoint, getting them to participate just in terms of creating views or leaving comments or discussing or reacting to the data is a challenge, but also one of the things that came out loud and clear in the study is government organizations aren't doing enough to stimulate developer interest in developing civic applications and doing things programmatically with the data as well.
And touch on that, because one of the other areas that you looked at are these application developers, these folks who use this data. What was their sense? What benchmark that for us?
Yeah, that's probably the area where I think there's the biggest opportunity for improvement. If you do the math, only about 24% of developers, and you have to understand, these developers don't have a financial motivation to go and build these apps. Most of them are doing it because they think it's the right thing to do, or they think there'll be some social good that comes from the work that they do. Only 24% are succeeding at both finding the data that they want to use and finding it in a form that's usable and accessible to them. So, you know, clearly there's a lot of work to be done there in terms of government organizations publishing data in a format that's a little bit more accessible and useful to developers. I think the most surprising fact that came out of the study is the overwhelming preference of citizens to explore data interactively online instead of asking them to download it. I think for most technical folks, giving them a CSV or giving them an XLS and expecting them to be able to open it and slice it and dice it and filter it isn't a real high barrier to overcome. We were really surprised by how many people said, no, I actually don't even want to go that far. I just want to be able to sort and search and filter and browse it and explore it interactively. And even if you will repackage that data for me and present it as a visualization, that would be a big aid over me having to deal with the raw data directly.
We focus a lot on citizens and even this application stuff. A lot of the open data stuff, a lot of the big benefits come from sharing information within government and folks using it intra-government. A lot of big gains can come there.
Yeah, there's definitely some gains there, and that's definitely the case. to me, the biggest takeaway was the disconnect between what the government thinks the public wants and what the public says they want. And so, you know, as an example, we had a section of the survey that addressed high-value data. And clearly, the public, ordinary citizens, these are not the application developers, not the programmers, wanted primarily public safety data and financial data. But if you ask the government, data publishers, what kind of data do you think the public wants? It was mostly regulatory data. And so there's clearly a disconnect there about what they want. And then application developers, they were primarily looking for transportation data, property data at the local government level, environmental data, and census data. So again, not quite what the government thought their audience was looking for is what they were actually after.